Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So thankful to have you here today, wherever you're listening. If you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, I would love to hear from you and how you found this show. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com. All right, we are in Exodus chapter 33. The Israelites have just made the golden calf and bad things have happened. And this is what it says in the World English Bible. Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people that you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your offspring. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you on the way." When the people heard this evil news, they mourned, and no one put on his jewelry. Yahweh said to Moses, "Tell the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go among you for one moment, I would consume you. Therefore now take off your jewelry from you, that I may know what to do to you." The children of Israel stripped themselves of their jewelry from Mount Horeb onward. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. Everyone who sought Yahweh went out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. When Moses went out of the tent, all the people rose up and stood, everyone at their tent door, and watched Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud descended, stood at the door of the tent, and Yahweh spoke with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the door of the tent, and all the people rose up and worshiped, everyone at their tent door. Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. He turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, didn't depart from the tent. Moses said to Yahweh, "Behold, you tell me, bring up this people, and you haven't let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your way now, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses said to him, "If your presence doesn't go with me, don't carry us up from here. For how would people know that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Isn't it that you go with us so that we are separated, and I and your people, from all the people who are on the surface of the earth?" Yahweh said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim Yahweh's name before you. I will be gracious whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." He said, "You cannot see my face, for man may not see me and live." Yahweh also said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. It will happen while my glory passes by that I will put you in a cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand and you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, it does say that you spoke with Moses as a friend face to face. And yet when it came to the realization that Moses wanted to see your actual face, you loved him too much to allow him to do that because he would die. And I just found that to be so profound that we trivialize you so much, Lord. We bring you, stick you in a little box. We treat you like our friend or our boyfriend or our girlfriend. And we forget that you are holy, 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 majestic, powerful, sovereign, all-knowing. Lord, forgive us for trivializing you. Lord, I thank you too for your words to Moses. You said, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." So I pray that for my friend today, that your presence would go with them into the cancer unit. Your presence would go with them into that difficult conversation. Your presence will go with them while they pay their bills and they don't seem to have enough month at the end of the money. That your presence will go with them as they face something that they never thought they would face before or always dreaded, and it's come upon them. Lord, your presence, I pray, would go with them. Lord, and I just thank you for the second part of that. I will give you rest. Lord, we are a restless people. We are tired. We are broken. This world has caused us pain. And so, Lord, would you give us rest today? We need that Sabbath from you. And I just ask for it for myself as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint, who's written a book called The Elephant Gospel. And in that book, she basically peels away the layers of maybe all those things that you've heard about Jesus and heard about the gospel and unveils it starkly and beautifully for you to be able to really see the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been struggling with feelings of guilt and you're trying to truly feel forgiven, or you're battling your own worth. Maybe your failures are speaking louder to you than the grace of God. Well, this book, The Elephant Gospel, is for you. You can go to theelephantgospel.com and listen to the first few chapters for free. So if you'd like to listen to it for free, at least the first part of it, you can do that in audio at theelephantgospel.com. Again, this is by Deborah Ann Saint, and she it just has a heart for you to see and perceive the goodness of God in the land of the living. So if that's something that your soul is longing for, then go ahead and pick up that book. Deborah, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And we do have some slots opening up next month. And so if you would like to, if you have a book or a project or a ministry that you want to highlight, or a freebie you want to give away, you're building your email list, whatever it is, you can email Kristen. Her email is newsletter@marydemuth.com. Thank you.